People who live up and down the Ohio River are getting a little nervous as we head into March. The National Weather Service's advanced monitoring system shows the snow melt may mean some flooding. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
I'm standing outside my house, and after a couple of days of snow melt, the runoff into the sewer drain is pretty intense. And while this is not affecting me, it may affect somebody down by the Ohio River because this is where the water is headed. About a football field away from the Ohio River in Cincinnati's East End is St. Rose Church. That's where maintenance supervisor Bill Kenny and Secretary Roseanne Baroni-Worth are hunched over a computer. They're checking out the National Weather Service's hydrologic prediction website.
Okay, Roseanne, if we look at the weekly chance of exceeding levels, the week of 3/8 to 3/15 seems to be the potential problem week.
St. Rose has been flooded at least 15 times since 1884 and has a flood gauge painted on the back of the church to prove it. It lists the years and how high the water was. Flood stage is 52 feet. Kenny checks next week's flooding prediction.
I think we're actually going to be okay. We have a 25% chance of being between 50 and 57. Of course, 57 being a problem, 50 being okay.
Pastor Barry Windholtz has been at St. Rose for the last decade and remembers 2 years ago when the water started rising.
And as I stood there watching from the parking lot, the river keep creeping up and up and up with no stopping it. You know, you can't put up walls or you can't put, I guess you could put up walls, but you can't really hold back the river. It was amazing to me how all of a sudden these lands are just covered. And, Mother Nature just keeps moving.
The 1997 flood came into the Undercroft, forcing St. Rose to lose everything in the basement. Now the church has arranged for pods to store stuff if flooding is in the forecast. Pastor Windholtz monitors the web, so he's prepared.
And so it's a great way to go and try to at least get a feel for the impending doom or for the being saved another year. In regards to where the river level is going to be, and it has been a help to us. Anything 52 to 54, we're okay. But beyond that, it will be a quick panic to get things done.
In the National Weather Service's Wilmington office, hydrologist Julie Reed uses a variety of tools so Pastor Windholtz and others can get accurate river level information. She gets data from the U.S. Geological Survey or the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers who monitor river conditions. Reed has computer models to predict how much precipitation will fall and if it will be rain or snow. Then she determines how much water is in the snowpack and how much moisture is in the soil. She says the website is much more detailed than it used to be.
It's a clickable map where, let's say you're interested in the Ohio River at Cincinnati. You click on that individual section and you see what the current data is, what the river gauge is reading, what our forecast is. You can scroll down and see all the different impacts. What do these river stage levels mean?
Reed says for the Ohio River at Cincinnati, you need to take into account what's going on well upstream into Pennsylvania and West Virginia. In about 5 years, Reed says the Weather Service will have inundation mapping. That's when you can see your individual street and whether it will be underwater.
The country's gradually coming online. Much of North Carolina after Hurricane Floyd developed this data. And so a lot of the river points within the state of North Carolina have the inundation mapping. Ohio currently has one point online already. That's the Blanchard River at Findlay. And then there's also Kilbuck up in northern Ohio. There are a few other locations within Ohio that are expected to come online within the next 1 to 2 years.
She says this kind of mapping is quite complex for forecasters because not only will they have to know how high the water is going to get, but the shape of the river channel. This involves taking cross sections of the river to show its depth. In the meantime, Pastor Windholtz will just watch and wait.
To do what you can, to save what you can, and the building's a building. It's a brick building. The spirit of the people will continue to survive and maintain the place.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.